Ron, in chapter 8 of the Gospel of John, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." And of course, here in the Sermon on the Mount, he says we, as his followers, are light of the world. I was wondering if you might take a minute or two to talk about how those two statements work together.
Yes, and thank you, Brian. Let me start by stating the obvious, that we are not Jesus. We are not perfect as he is perfect. We were created, not begotten. And we are not the light in the same way that he is the light. In fact, there was once a time when we were all in darkness. But once we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, we step out of the darkness and into his marvelous light. And by the power of Christ living in us, we become light ourselves. The Bible tells us that we are his ambassadors on earth, that he, the light of the world, lives within us so that we too can shine that same light before men. So it is not that we are light in and of ourselves, but rather God, who is at work in us to will and to act according to his good pleasure. It is God who makes us able to be the light of the world. So it is his light that shines through us when we walk in obedience to his commands. This makes me think of a song some years ago written by Bebo Norman called Disappear. And I think practically speaking, this is how we can best shine the light of Christ in a dark and fallen world. A portion of the lyrics say, "You become clear when I disappear." He's talking, of course, about Jesus, and that's really the principle here, that when we walk as Jesus walked, when we love others as he did, when we get ourselves out of the way, when we disappear, the light of Jesus Christ shines through us. John the Baptist said it this way, "He must increase, but I must decrease." And this is our calling as Christians, to allow him to work in us and through us to be imitators of him, so that the light that lives within us, the light that he himself gave us, can become clear for anyone to see. We don't conform to the image of the world to gain its trust. On the contrary, we expose the darkness through our light and through our love so that they too can safely step out of the darkness and into God's marvelous light.